We are learning how to teach Better Man, Session 7, A Real Man Courageously Follows God's Word, which is the first responsibility of a man. It's part one of the four-part definition of biblical manhood. Robert, help us get some insight here into this session.
Okay, here we're going to really be moving into how to engage God's Word. But I want you to know, I want you to start the way Tim does. Tim gives a great review of the definition of manhood using a compass picture. And I think it'd be great that you use that as well, where Tim just simply stands up and says, hey, your North Star is courageously following God's word. And then he holds out his hand and he said, and to your left and your right, you know, you're going to be loving and protecting God's woman as you go through life and excelling at God's work. And then he looks at his feet and he says, and the bottom part of the compass is you're leaving a legacy by bettering God's world with children. And just giving that imagery with Tim pointing up, then pointing, holding his arms out right and left, and then pointing down to his feet was just a good illustration of the definition of life-giving masculinity. So you might want to watch Tim do that and use it. Also, as you review, you're going to talk on 1B about vibrant faith, that the secular literature said the good life involves a number of things, but one is vibrant faith. And then you're going to talk about guys coming alive when they believe God and are born again. And I would just simply say, once again, you can look back and say, guys, there were a number of you guys who came and believed in Jesus last week. And I just want to say again how excited we are that you started a spiritual journey with Jesus last week. Many of us here in the room have done that. You've joined us. So let's go together. And we're going to go together on this session on the most important thing, and that is how to engage personally God and His Word. So that's just a good transition into this session. Then you're going to overview in point two, the spiritual seasons of a man's life. And a great way to do that is using winter, spring, summer, fall, and where you talk about these different seasons of a man's life in the journey ahead. And as you review those, you can use personal illustrations out of your own life to make these four seasons kind of come alive. And at the end, after you've explained these four seasons, you might just pause for a moment and just say, okay, guys, take a look at those four seasons and ask yourself, which one am I in right now? And just give them a chance to process a little bit. Then Tim has a great illustration as he moves through these seasons by using these this illustration of geese flying in formation and why they illustrate well why it is so good to yoke up with other men in living out your spiritual life, because he'll point out with the geese that men go much farther in their life if they're yoked up with others, the same way geese can go much further when they're flying in formation together. So look at his illustration there and maybe use it. Then you're going to tell the men the pursuit of better manhood goes so well when you're engaging two things together, other men and great resources. Say that's part of your lifetime journey as men becoming better men. It's when you're always doing it yoked up with other men using better resources. And by the way, we'll offer next step better resources at the end of this Better Man Adventure in Session 11. This session also is a great opportunity to teach men practically. Many of them have never done this, but for all men, to teach men practically how to spend time alone with God. You're going to break this down in very simple steps so that every man can begin to start spending time alone with God and the Bible after this session. That is a tremendous gift, because a number of guys have never done that, wouldn't know how to do it, and you're just going to do a first grade how to do it, step-by-step launch into time with God alone in the morning. And then at the end, you're going to challenge the guys to remain faithful to answering their weekly Better Man question. Because remember, you're wanting to keep this before them, because at the end of Better Man, it's going to be how they answer these questions. They're going to go back and look at how they answer that question to construct kind of their own Better Man plan by choosing three things out of all this information that they intend to do. So just remind them of it. You can do that maybe not even in the session, but after they have their table leader discussion, just come up and say, guys, I just want to keep encouraging you. Answer the Better Man question. So that's session six. It's a way to help the guy. That's session seven. It's a way to practically engage God with other men and also engage God alone with his word in the morning. So enjoy this session because it's a life changer.
Thanks, Robert. Watch Tim's video and reflect on these things as you're learning how to process it and personalize it for your group and your context. We pray that your session seven is a powerful one.